It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. And I'm Summer McStravick. I'm happy to be with you today. We are going to go into flow together, as always. We will also be discussing a topic that's been coming a lot lately into my calls with my potential Me School students. Me School is enrolling right now. If you want to talk to me, you can. If you're listening to this on a replay and you think it might be from 2 years ago, I don't know if it's enrolling, but go find out. Anyway, what comes up is this, intuition. How do I really know my knowing? How do I feel my feeling? And that's why I decided, all right, I need to do a whole episode about what it is like to actually open your intuition, to be empathic, to feel, know, and most importantly, move forward on that knowing. So that's our subject today, what it's like. I myself have been a practicing intuitive for many years, 20 plus years, longer than that if you're counting my childhood. It's something that has been passed down in my family for multi-generations, and I guess it's just always been such a part of my being that when I first started playing and developing it, It didn't seem like something extraordinary. It's just like, well, this is what we do. Almost one of those things where, you know, if you have everything, you take it for granted. So that's me. I guess I took it for granted. That said, my work over the last few decades learning about flow and co-creation and how to really speak to the universe, how to communicate through who I am, what I want the world to respond to me, or how I want the world to respond to me based on who I am, right? For me, that is the genesis, that is the nugget, the heart of self-growth. It's not the things you learn. It's not all the workshops and the books that you pour in your head. It's who you are every moment, every day. It's all of those feelings and the swirling emotions, hopes, fears, lack thinking, all of that that is constantly pouring out of you. You have to look at it like an avalanche of information going into the future, going into your flow, going into your entire makeup every moment. And that information forms exactly what will come to you next. You guys ever had that experience where sometimes you get a big change, a big disruption in your life? I can think of several people right now experiencing this huge. And you think, I don't want this. This is terrible. Why is this happening? What's going on? You know, that's the initial reaction. You go into terror, really. And then you realize months, perhaps years later, I was actually co-creating it the whole time. I didn't know it, but there was a part of me the whole time that was saying, it's time to up-level, time to move, time to change this partnership, time to go and do something new in my life. I'm so bored. Time to, right? There's that thing. You kept pushing it down. You kept pushing it down, shoving it down. No, you can't. You can't express yourself yet. Nope, I can't listen to you now. Nope, we've got more relevant things going on, like paying the mortgage and keeping this relationship together. And nope, I can't. I hear you, but I'm not going to listen to you. Yet, that part of you is still there. And it's still putting itself out into flow. And then you get this big transition, this big disruption, this whatever, this big turning of a corner. And you say, why? Well, because it was still in you, whether you acknowledged it or not. So when we play with this idea of intuition this hour, I want to add on to it. how to hear yourself even when you don't necessarily want to hear yourself, because it's all part of the same, you know, ball game. We think that intuition is something that we use on demand, like, oh, I'm going to just, when I want, it's like flicking on the TV, there it is. When I'm done with that show, boop, it's off and I'm over it and I don't want to hear anything else. That's not how intuition works. Intuition is a state of being. It is a state of openness. It is effortless. There is no trying. There is no sense of emotional stress or pressure. It is about yielding, hearing, allowing. So for me, when I'm often doing things that involve my intuition, which is, by the way, just about everything, but it really comes through when I find myself, like I said, in weeks like this, and I've just been on the phone with so many different people. My intuition, my ability, immediately goes and begins to mirror them. It's like I'm emotionally standing in front of them, and their emotional self is talking to my emotional self. And their emotional self has all kinds of stuff it's dumping out. And I am feeling it, sensing it, aligning, clicking into it. And the way it works for me is I'm talking, right? I'm in conversation. And I'll say, well, you remember, it's like when you broke your ankle. And you walked around with that purple cast for 3 weeks. Now, I think I'm just making up a metaphor. I think I'm just saying something because it came out. It's like water coming out of the spillway of the dam. There's no filter. There's no part of me saying, well, I don't know, that might sound funny. I say, oh, it's a metaphor. I don't have to worry if I'm right or wrong. And then the person on the other end of the phone, and this actually occurred last week, it's one of many examples, but she said, oh, how funny, I just put my crutches away. Yeah, my ankle finally is better, but that's what I've been doing the last few months. And I'm like, well, there you go. I'm not looking for it, in other words. I'm not peering at her and scanning her with my, you know, third eye, zoop, 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 like some airport scanner trying to figure out what's going on. I am simply being wide open. Wide open, yielding, hearing. It's like walking in a room. When you walk in a room, you hear everything that's going on, right? You know, I mean, I can hear in my studio, my office right now. I wish it was totally silent. It's not. My cat's over there in the corner, and she always likes to make noises, and pretty soon you'll probably hear her knocking things over and jumping on my desk. Sometimes there are sirens in the back. I hear all of this because my ears are open. However, I have also the ability to selectively not hear any of it. Right? Who did their homework in high school with the music blaring? And your parents were like, how can you do your homework? Turn off the music. You can't focus. And you honestly said, actually, I didn't even hear the music. It's just there. I just turned it on as like companionship. But when I was solving that math problem, I didn't hear any of it. You turn your hearing on and off. You do the same thing with your intuition. It is always there. It is always just alive and functioning and open. But a lot of times, we have it shut off the same way we have this strange ability to shut off our ears. Many of us, because we were never even taught that we had intuition, that's another question I get a lot. Am I intuitive? Can you look at me and tell me? And you know what? Honestly, some people I say, you have a real ability. You have a skill here. Why aren't you using it? What's going on? We need to pop that cork because believe me, honey, it's like shaking a bottle. There's pressure inside and you need to let this out and let it out. And now let it out for the rest of your life. And I can feel it. It's like a pressure. It's like a beingness about them. So yeah, they have an ability. I think they've been using it. I think they've been scared of it. I think they've been practicing it. I think they've been growing it, whether they knew it or not. And now it's at a point where I'm saying, accept it, embrace it, love it up. Other people, I answer, yes. I can feel that you know. But you, it's like you smother it with pillows. You know, you keep it way tucked down. You have your ears shut off a lot. Who taught you to do that? Who taught you that you didn't have the ability to hear? Who taught you that you could not hear? See what I mean? My phone just went off because I forgot to put it away. You all heard that. I was thinking, though, it would be like if someone were deaf or weren't deaf and someone told them their whole life, you're deaf, and they're like, I hear everything. No, you're deaf, but I hear things. That's not what you think you're hearing. Don't you think after a while they would hear things but not hear them? They would not know that they were hearing things any longer. If they were convinced, if they were told, if their belief were deep enough, they would hear things but not hear them anymore. Same is true for your intuitive self. When I am opening intuitively to someone, all I am doing, honestly, is I'm reaching my heart out to them. I'm getting curious about them. It's like an emotional hug that happens across the distance. I suddenly open. We're two little flowers and our petals are open and we're looking at each other. And I'm saying, gosh, wow, here's what you look like. And the reason I know it is because I'm a mirror, right? Empaths, we're like mirrors. It's just our nature. It's what we are. We're not trying to sync up with other people. But if you stand in front of someone else, they are reflected on you. And suddenly a part of you is looking and feeling and thinking like them. This is why you sometimes, you know, you live with a family member, you live with a partner or a roommate or go to work and you're surrounded by people. And pretty soon you start to sound like them. You start to think like them. You start to act like them. You start to pick up on their beliefs and you wonder, God, when did I get so negative? Whoa, 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 what happened to me? Whoa. And you realize, that's not me. Some of you guys recognize that. You're like, you ask me, what, do you have a flow dream for dealing with negativity and negative people? And I'm like, yes, leave. I actually do. I do have flow dreams for it because I know sometimes you can't, immediately at least. So go to the shop. You'll find flow dreams for repelling negativity and keeping yourself sane and whole and emotionally clean. And, you know, but the ability I'm describing, you know, it's a blessing. It's an extra layer that life and nature gave us so that when we are with another person, we are able to know, do I trust you or don't I? Are you going to hurt me? Are you going to betray me? Or are you going to love me and support me? It's not just the words that come out of their mouth. It's not just their actions. It's not just their body language and behavior. Those are all fantastic, fabulous clues. But you guys know what I'm talking about. You know that vibe you get when you meet someone? Sometimes, you know, it's great to think about contrast because it tells you right away. You're like, yeah, I remember meeting that friend of a friend and I just hated her. I don't know what it was about her, but ugh, she rubbed me the wrong way. She got on my nerves. And yes, you could say, well, maybe she reminds you of a childhood friend that hurt your feelings and so you're carrying that forward. Possible. Possibly you just felt her and what you felt was kind of icky, was kind of not cool, kind of not great, didn't match you. You didn't like it. We've also had that feeling where you meet someone, and I love this feeling, and immediately you're like, I like you, and I love you, and we need to be friends right now. You know, a couple times a year, I meet people, and I feel that way about them, and I go out of my way. I say, let's get together. Let's have coffee. Let's go out for dinner. It breaks my heart when they don't pick it up and respond, which also happens. And I'm like, don't you feel that too? But I don't want to be creepy. You know, it's not like, hey, you want to go on a date? I'm going to stalk you. It's like, no, I just want to be your friend. Go out for coffee with me. But it's an immediate sense inside of relaxation, of openness, of, here's the key, comfort. Some people you just feel so comfortable around, like right away, you're like, yes, soul sister. I don't know, but somehow we were cut from the same cloth somewhere. Soul tribe. There's all kinds of names for it. So what I'm describing here is your empathic self doing its thing, right? Being on, doing what it's meant to do, what it's supposed to do all the time. I'm waking you up. I'm opening your eyes right now to this idea that you are always and constantly this way. It is not a button that you push. It is not a, oh, I'm going to do a reading now, so I better get myself in the right frame of mind and light my candles and put some incense going and get into it. No, that's not it. It's always there. It's always happening. It's always functioning every second. Ears open, ears closed. Do you hear the song playing or don't you? Where is your focus? Once you start to like get that, like that's premise number one, then you can go into more interesting ideas. Like, well, how do I develop it? How do I really know that, you know, like I gave you the example of the gal hopping around on crutches and there was somebody I talked to yesterday and I can't even remember that because my brain gets so full. I have to do dumps periodically, right? My mom has a name for it. She calls it head scrapings and I call her, Mom, scrape my head. Because after mirroring so many people so often, it's like the inside of your car windshield. You know how you don't really see it getting dirty, but then one day you kind of rub your finger up there and you're like, there's a thin film of what? Gunk? Grossness on the inside of the window? And you're like, what is that weird gray stuff? That's what it feels like to me when I have been inside so many people, been mirroring them, been reflecting them. And of course, when you do that, you can describe what you see because you actually are reflecting them. You are seeing who they are, where they're going, get really skilled at it. You see where they're going, where they've been, what's blocking them. You can see everything. You see all kinds of stuff about a person because that's what you are and that's what you do. So anyway, the point is, where
hey,
was I going?
Hey, summer,
with
that? On riff, break, riff, riff. And sometimes just I want to tell you this podcast is
one direction or another.
By Flowdoom.
The first point is to recap.
My
yes,
website.
You are always
you
on.
Can
you
find
are
hundreds of very cool flow drinks
point
to purchase and download.
Expanding.
So you can begin reinventing
really, it just
every
means
aspect
becoming
of your
aware.
Life. And one thing you should
that
really
if
pick
you
up
are going to really
is the free
consciously
Flow Dreaming
open
introduction
your ears.
Kit.
Oh yeah,
it's at flowdreaming.com too, and it teaches you this remarkable technique
and for me,
in detail and
I'm
fast.
Simply opening my heart.
So go to flowdreaming.com.
I'm extending
get it
myself
now,
to
and
that
while
person,
you're there, and
yeah,
I'm check out
really
my blog as well.
About that.
Lots of love now.
And this
back
is where,
to the show.
You know, flow dreaming really comes into it. Because in flow dreaming, what I'm teaching you, and in Me School in particular, I'm teaching you the exact energy, the exact use of every emotion you have ever experienced in your entire life. You know, raise your hand if you've ever had anybody teach you that, what each emotion you have is used for. Probably no one has ever taught you that. All they've said is, you're feeling something, you'll feel better soon, or you're feeling something, isn't that awesome? No thought. Isn't that strange? We think about everything else in our lives, we dissect them, figure them out, our brain goes nuts over them, but when it comes to our emotional self, it's just something that happens and then just like you don't think about it anymore. And yet, it happening is you know, God, our emotional responses are firing off like 900 times a day. That's my cat. Now she's ripping up paper in the corner. Sorry, I'm going to just let her do it because I don't feel like getting up and stopping this podcast. So your emotions are going off 900 times a day. I'm exaggerating or not. I don't know. I'm guessing. Pretty much most minutes, most moments of the day, you're having a feeling state, right? Like, ugh, I hate doing my work. Or, ugh, when is lunchtime? I cannot wait. Or, oh my God, I've got to call someone back. Or, oh my God, my son just gave me a hug. I feel so lit up. Or, ooh, the sunshine feels so nice and warm on my skin. Emotion, 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 emotion. You think it's a thought, but really it's a feeling state. So you're having all of these emotions, yet you don't know how to actually use any of them if you wanted to do something with them. When you are becoming intuitive and empathic, I am using the emotion of curiosity and alignment. Those are two feeling states. And remember how I said it's like I just open myself, you know, like a solar sail out there in the you know, the cosmos. I watch all those cosmos shows. I just love them. I fall asleep to all those science shows. And I know my husband laughs. He's like, I think you love science, but why do you always fall asleep to them? And I said, because they're so soothing. They're so soothing. I could listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson all night. He just, ah. So I know all about solar sails, you know, right? They capture the light of the sun. They're like these thin, beautiful butterfly wings that open up to the solar winds and you know, the heat. It's a feeling state. So becoming a better empath means allowing that opening state to happen. What does it take to actually allow that opening state to happen? One, you have to know how to be vulnerable. You have to know how to love people and be compassionate with people. Because no one's going to want to give you any information if you are not loving and compassionate when you open yourself to them and say, I'm going to reflect you. What you might be reflecting is their closed down shield or their emotional spew if they don't know any better. But if they do know, if they're like a pretty regular, normal person, they kind of feel you and they don't even know they're doing this, but they feel you a bit and then they go, I can trust you. I'm safe with you. And I say, I know you're safe with me. I love you. I've done shows before where I explain why I say I love you and why I you know, end all my emails with XOXO Summer. Why wouldn't I love you? You're a piece of source energy. You're a piece of God. I don't have to agree with you. You can make me angry. You can make me disappointed. But you've got to give me seriously good reasons not to love you. And even the people that I've decided that I don't love at all, turns out years later, I go, oh, thank you for playing such a great villain. I so needed that. Not many people would have stepped up and done that for me because that was a hard role, especially when you had me getting mad at you. Ooh, man, you really took it on. Thank you. So my point is, skilling up emotionally is what skills you up empathically. You learn how to feel what you want to feel when you want to feel it. And now when you're embracing someone else, you are feeling embrace. You are feeling compassion. You are feeling an open willingness to hear and know without anything getting in the way. Like, I am so out of my way. I strive toward that. I've been talking extensively in, you know, my students lately, what it feels like to get out of your way in life. The more I get out of my way, the more I can just say, here's what I see, here is what I feel. It'd be like if I was a mirror of you, giving you a reading, looking at your flow. But I had all my own junk in the way, like my own fears, and what will they think if I did, and what if I'm wrong, and what if I'm just da-da-da. Like, it would be like little, you know, blocking bits of the mirror, you know, with like putting pieces of cardboard in front of pieces of the mirror. I'm getting in my way. I'm not reflecting you anymore because pieces of me are interrupting the process. You get to the point where no pieces of you are interrupting the process. And you can say, this is what I see and I feel. And incidentally, those of you who are coaches, this is what makes you an extraordinary coach. You are out of your way. You can see and feel and tap into and know. Every extraordinary coach I know, and I know a lot of big wig coaches, frankly, every one of them is deeply intuitive, whether they say it or not. I can feel it from them. They have honed that skill. You know, a lot of you, this is another riff. A lot of you who came from abusive upbringings, upbringings where you had alcoholics in your family, where there was emotional abuse, where parents were cold, perhaps, or simply not there, where you had to navigate and learn young how to be your own parent, maybe even parent your brothers and sisters, maybe even parent your parents. You guys got a really early education in this skill, this empathic ability. Sometimes we wonder, why did I have such a crappy childhood? Well, you know what? It is one of the best ways to develop and grow your empathic skills very quickly, very early. You got a head start. There is a bright side to this. Maybe you chose that. Because that's often what gets the ball rolling. You are always in a state of alert. You are always having a feeling about where the winds are going, blowing tonight in my household. Taking a preemptive action, making sure everything is going to be safe and okay, trying to avoid. Now, you used it for those reasons, but I'm hoping you're all grown up now. You don't have to do that anymore. Now you can use it for you.
You can use it for your light, for your growth, for your advancement, to improve your relationships, right? The next time you have an argument with somebody you love and they're really getting bent, you can stop a second and feel, what is it that they're bent about? Was it really that I was, 2 hours late making dinner and their life was stressful and I wasn't being appreciative of the fact that they still made it and whatever it may be. Is it really about that? No, because when I feel you, you feel tired. You feel stressed. You feel worn. You feel underappreciated. You feel scared about something. Okay, I can address that. Honey, I love you. I adore you. Tomorrow will be just great. What do you need right now? You get it? The entire conversation can wildly shift into a new direction. So I know I've just been kind of playing in different areas here, messing around. These are all ways, though, that I use my empathic gifts every day. The only way I can use them is by increasing my own openness, my own vulnerability, my own ability to get out of my own way. So one, you are always on and empathic, whether or not your ears are open. Two, to increase your empathic ability, work on your vulnerability. Work on your compassion. By vulnerability, I don't mean letting people kick you, by the way. That's a totally different energy. Vulnerability means I'm going to allow myself to just feel, see, and say. I'm getting over myself. I'm getting out of self-protective mode. I'm strong enough that I have confidence and faith in myself that I can do that and I won't be hurt. Right? I mean, there's a whole milieu of abilities really that have to all be firing and kind of coming together at the same time. It's not just one thing that you do. It's 4 or 5 or 10 different things that you're doing simultaneously inside yourself and inside your life that begin to make you really good at this. Beautiful news here. Last point. Once you become this way, once you master this, once you, kind of get further down the road, you never lose it. It's riding a bicycle. You figured it out. It's there. It's always going to be there. It'll be there 10 years from now. Even if you stop using it, it'll be there 10 years from now. You'll still be that. You'll pick it right up where you left off. So it's worth mastering. It's worth embracing. I know I keep talking about Me School, but that's because it's on my mind right now. We spend a couple of months in Me School teaching you about your empathic self, how to let the good stuff in, how to block the bad stuff out, how to use it, how to feel into other people's minds and lives. The main reason, though, that I teach it, one, all that stuff is really kind of cool, right? It's kind of fun stuff to learn. But the real deeper reason is because it makes people trust themselves, makes you trust yourself. And trusting yourself in the whole big picture of things is what we need for everything. Trying to build a business? You better trust yourself and trust your decisions. You thinking about getting more serious in this relationship or leaving the relationship? You better trust yourself and trust your decisions. We all know what happens when we don't. You go into that state of doubt and fear and oh my God and blah, 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 blah. If you trust yourself, you don't do that. You don't spend any time there. Trusting yourself, by the way, is one of those emotions that we practice. Learn how your emotions are used, what they're useful for. They are not just feeling states that you react with. Remember how I said earlier, they are useful tools. They are crayons in the crayon box of your life. Most of us are playing with 4 or 5 crayons. You ever taken your kid to a restaurant and they have the kids menu and they get that teeny little box of crayons and it's like red, green, and yellow? And you think, God, how do they even want to color with only red, green, and yellow? That's what I always think.
They do. They're happy with it. That's how most people are. They're happy having their couple of feelings. They know that love will make good things happen. They know that hate will make things happen. The rest of the feelings, I don't know. They're just stuff you deal with. You certainly never use them or learn from them or use them to create for yourself. Well, in flow dreaming, in the land of flow, you get to use teal and aqua and chartreuse and raspberry pink and sunshine gold and all of them have a use, have a reason for being inside of you. All of them. They're there for you to craft your life from and with. So, interesting show, right? I've talked a lot about empathic intuition, and I've also talked a lot about just straight up emotion. Straight up emotion. And I think it's because, you know, for me, emotion is really the core of everything I teach. I teach manifesting via emotion, co-creation via emotion. I teach intuition via emotion. It's what you are. It's what ripples and travels through you all the time. So find a good teacher, right? Find someone who can help you with this, who can help show you and master you. All the personal growth that you're doing, if you're not spending time out of your life mastering you emotionally, then what the heck are you doing in personal growth? You know, are you just focusing on one or two little things, grit or trust or love, or you got to master it all. Take it all on. Learn the spectrum. Learn the rainbow. Believe me, the colors that are most important and that are most in deficit or most need to be strengthened in you, they'll show up the brightest. Whether it is self-love or release, forgiveness, inner forgiveness, healing, they'll show up. But for me, that's really what personal growth is. This is the smack dab core of it. It is not about, I don't know, challenges that you're always conquering or something or other. So find someone good. Obviously, that leads up to me school. I would love to bring you in and show you and talk with you and work with you. Change your life pretty much forever. Really change your life forever. So think about it and give me a call. Go to my website. You can find out how to talk with me. And I don't do this very often where you get to speak with me personally, for 45 minutes. It's kind of a cool experience. All I ask is that you do have a willingness and an ability to join me school. So that's it. If that is a yes and a yes, let's talk. Okay. Quick break. When we get back, we're going to do a little flow dream together to help you open, experience, and feel your emotional, intuitive self. So stay with me. We'll be right back after this. It's summer, and while we're on break, have you checked out Me School? In Me School, we travel together over a year through everything that you are. You get to discover what drives you, how you're made, and how powerful you actually are. We play with intuition and flow dreaming, and you get to see exactly how you're continually co-creating your future. Aren't you curious what you're doing? I ask you to bring two big goals to the table, and you reach them using tools you've probably never been exposed to before. If you're curious, go to flowdreaming.com and click on Me School. Set up a call, and either I or one of my team will help you see exactly what you can do with your life. And if you choose to join Me School, well, then I look forward to spending this year with you live as we work together to create miracles. All right, close your eyes and let's get in the flow together. This is not meditation. I want you to daydream. And I want you to feel, to release into the waves of emotion, waves of feeling. Take a deep breath and release it. Your eyes are closed and you're relaxed. And you're feeling your day, what's already happened today? Were there highs and lows? Did you get information from people? Or did you block the information all day long just so you could stay focused on your own stuff, your own work? What was it like for you today? Notice yourself, your body. Imagine, pretend that you're like one of those time-lapse photos of a flower that's a bud tightly closed, and the petals begin opening more and more. Petals open. You open. You flower. What does that feel like to open and to expand? What does it feel like to know that you're receiving, receptive? There's no stress. You're not straining anything to hear or feel. You're just in a state of being. A wide open state of being. You are. You are. You are. You are. How do you feel? Open, beautiful. Do you feel the winds of information, of life, blowing gently against you, this bright open flower? As these gentle winds of life and information strike you, can you feel how you receive that? It comes through you. It's like a touch, like someone gently running their fingertip along your soft cheek. That's you. Life has so much to say to you. Other people have so much to say to you. Your ears are open. Your heart is open. Yourself is open. I feel you. I hear you. And if you're someone I don't really want to feel or hear, I don't. I'm closed to you. Feel how you can make that distinction. It's already inside you. You don't even have to plan it. It's just there. It's in you. It's happening. It's like a filter you've put in there. You hear, and you feel, and you know. You get out of your own way. And you can speak and communicate anything that you know. You can put it into words, or you can just keep it in a beautiful little sack in your own heart. But you know, and you're right in your knowing. Feel that? Good. Now go ahead. We find ourselves coming back, and we return from flow. Back to awareness, eyes open. How do you feel? So that's an example of a very short flow dream. Just getting you into that feeling state, if not the full flow state. If you're still curious, you guys know what to do by now. Go to flowdreaming.com. Go to the shop. Check it out. I've got a couple of apps, too. You can go to the app store on your phone, find those. Dunk into the world of flow dreaming. Dunk into some of these beautiful audios and learn how to do the process. It's free to learn. So I will see you all next week, same time, same place, unless I get to talk with some of you on the phone in the meantime before then. All right, love to you all. Have a beautiful rest of your day.
That's a wrap for today. But if you want to keep things going, then download my free Flow Dreaming apps. That's right, there's two of them. The first app allows you to listen to this podcast anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search and favorite episodes. The other app hooks you up with my manifesting store, which includes an oracle to help you see what direction you most are in need of right now and advice. You can also sample all kinds of flow dreams and put together a library of your own. So to find these apps, just search Flow Dreaming in iTunes or on your Google App Store.